We are in Judges chapter 15. Judges chapter 15. Once again, thank you for being back here. It always is a delight to preacher's heart, any pastor's heart, but preacher's heart when he knows that his people are faithful when he's not here. That's always, as a parent, you know, it's nice to know that when you leave the house for a couple of minutes, that the kids did their chores, did what they were supposed to do. And, of course, the relationship between a father and a child and a pastor and a congregation is a little bit different, but it is still good for him to know. And, you know, he is curious. He's just like, how'd the service go? Those things like that. He wants to know how things went. And it's always good to report that his people were faithful. So thank you for doing that. And I do want to say, as Brother Allen mentioned when he preached this morning, it is a privilege to be able to stand behind this pulpit and preach. I count it as an honor that pastor would allow me to do it. And I count it as an honor to preach to you folks that are faithful and have been for many, many years an encouragement and heroes to me, to be able to stand up and take a couple of minutes and look at God's word with you all is, I count it as a blessing and a privilege. So we're in Judges chapter 15. We'll go ahead and stand for the reading of God's word. We're going to read two verses and we'll get into the message after a word of prayer. But before that, we'll read verses 15 and 16. I'll read 15 on my own, and if we could, we'll all join together on verse number 16. But starting in verse number 15, it says, "And he found a new jawbone of an ass, and put forth his hand, and took it, and slew 1,000 men therewith." In verse number 16, "And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men." And that little phrase in verse number 16 is what the title of my message this afternoon, Heaps Upon Heaps. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the truths of your word. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless now this little time that we're going to take to look at your word and look at a truth of your word. Lord, we thank you for it. I ask that you'll bless the message, Lord. Use me, Lord, and have me be what you want me to be for this time we have now. In your name, amen. And you can be seated. Judges chapter 15 is the text that we're looking at. And, you know, we all know the story of Samson. Most everybody in here, I assume, would be familiar with the story of Samson. And this is definitely one of the saddest stories in the Bible from my perspective. Of all the stories in the Bible, and there's certainly a lot of up stories, there's a lot of down stories, but in my opinion, this is one of the most sad stories, examples, characters in the Bible would be the man Samson. The reason being was he literally had everything he needed to do something great for God. And yet he blew it. That's the best phrase to use for Samson was he blew it. And, you know, of course, we look at some characters who didn't seem to have a whole lot going for them, but yet still God was able to use him. And then we see other people like Samson who God really just allowed for them to be in a pretty ideal circumstance. And they took advantage of that and God used them. But Samson was given so much by God. Samson was given a special touch of God on his life, and he wasted it, squandered it. What a sad, sad story. A story like this grips my attention as someone that has a desire for God to use me. And knowing the heritage that I come from, growing up in this great church and having the parents and the authorities that I have, I definitely don't have the strength that Samson had. I don't think that needs to be disputed. But I do feel like God has given me very, very much. God has given, and young people in the room, I see on your eyes that you understand that God has given you very, very much. And this is not only sad, but it is an eye-opener for me that just because we are in the right circumstance doesn't mean that everything's just going to happen on its own. You know, there's the illustration of we see there are plants that can thrive in the desert, yet some plants struggle to maintain their nutrition and stay alive in a greenhouse. And I tell the teenagers when I'm talking to them, a lot of times you're in a greenhouse. This is a greenhouse. You have all the nutrients, all the attention on you that you could possibly ask for in this church. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be used of God. It's an individual choice at the end of the day. That's a choice that Samson didn't make until the final moments of his life. A very, very sad story. The thing that got in Samson's way was the thing that Brother Allen mentioned this morning. And the thing that pastors mentioned, recently preached a whole message on it not too long ago. The thing that we hear over and over and over again was pride. Now, this can and does get in our way sometimes. In fact, if we're honest, it tends to try and get in our way many, many, many times. And we know that pride comes before destruction. And never is that played out so vividly for us than in the life and death of Samson. Now, this passage that we're looking at in chapter 15, I would say takes place in his prime. This is classic Samson that we're reading about here. We see in verse number 12, if you were to go back in there and see, he has been captured by the Philistines. And then in verse number 13, they bound him and they take him captive. In verse 14, he breaks loose from the binding. And then in verses 15 and 16, we see that he takes care of business. He takes care of business. And the phrase that caught my attention in verse number 16, after he slayed 1,000 men with this jawbone, he says, "Heaps upon heaps with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men." Heaps upon heaps. 1,000 men were stacked on top of the bodies of his victory were stacked upon one another, heaps upon heaps. Now, let's look at this. Samson used something God gave him, a jawbone, and was able to produce heaps upon heaps with it. God gave Samson something, and he used it the way that God wanted it to be used, and the production of it was heaps upon heaps. Of course, we know for Samson, this was bodies. This was bodies of men, 1,000 men. Now, I'm not about to preach a message that if we use what God gives us in our life, that we're going to have bodies upon bodies of our victors all over the place. But I do want to say, if we use what God gives us, maybe we can see heaps upon heaps of blessings in our life. Maybe if we use what God gives us, we can see heaps upon heaps of victories in our life. Maybe if we use what God gives us, we can see heaps upon heaps of converts in our life. I believe that God has given us something that we can use to produce heaps upon heaps in our lives, which can be a sign to others that God has used us. I think about the story of David when he cut off Goliath's head, he lifted it up. Everybody knew that God had used him. And if we use what God gives us, because at the end of the day, the point of our being here is to give honor and glory to God. We understand that. We know that. And if we use what God gives us, if we use what God instills in each and every one of us, we can see those heaps upon heaps not only be a blessing to us, not only so that we can enjoy that, not only that so that we can see God's goodness in that, but so others can see the goodness of God as well. Heaps upon heaps. Let's look at this. How to produce heaps upon heaps? Number one, use the tool that God has given you. God has some gift that he's given every person. In 1 Corinthians 7, it says, "For I would that all men were even as myself, but every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that." Each and every one of us has something that God specifically put in us that can be used for him. Samson had a tool in his fight. And I'm not even referring to the might that God gave him, but the tool that he had was a jawbone. A jawbone. God gave him a jawbone of a donkey, and he killed 1,000 men. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was up against 1,000 people, I don't think the weapon of choice for me would be a jawbone of a donkey. Okay? I don't think any of us would say, hey, I hear some rustling downstairs. Grab the jawbone. Okay? I don't think concealed carry, you know, just hiding a jawbone on you. I don't think anybody in this room is doing that. That's not the weapon of choice, but that's what God gave Samson. Listen, this is what God gave Samson. He gave him a jawbone. And sometimes God gives you and I tools to work with that might not make sense to us. Sometimes God gives us something that we might say, this isn't exactly what I would think would be the best thing. But God says, no, this is what I want you to use. And if you use it right, you can have heaps upon heaps of blessings in your life. You can have heaps upon heaps of victories in your life. Hey, this, what am I talking about? Maybe it could be a trial that comes into our life. And we think, what is this trial good for? Why does this have to happen to me? Why am I going through this storm? Why am I going through this heartbreak? Why am I going through this struggle? It might be that even though we look at that and we say, I don't want this. This isn't what's best for me. This isn't going to be useful. This doesn't have, there is no reason for this. God might be saying, no, that's your jawbone. That's your jawbone. Get through that struggle and then you can help someone else because of the way that you, because of that struggle. Because of the way that I showed you how you can get through that struggle, because of the way that I showed you how you can get through that storm, that can be the jawbone that maybe you would not have chosen. Maybe you would not have chosen that to produce a bunch of blessings in your life. But God says, this is what I'm going to give you. This is what I'm going to give you. And if you use it for me, if you use it right, you can have blessings. You can have victories. You can have that my cup runneth over in your life. With God's power, you can produce heaps upon heaps with it. You know, we understand that the might that Samson got wasn't from him. You know, I don't think that he had to go out and lift a bunch of weights every day in order to maintain that power. No, that was given to him by God. And we understand that the jawbone was just a tool. There wasn't any power in the jawbone. Honestly, there wasn't any power in Samson. It was the power of God on Samson through the and him using the tool that God gave him in order to produce that victory in his life. Heaps upon heaps. 1,000 men. We might wish that we had different gifts or attributes, but it's important that we realize who God made us to be and what he's given us to work with and produce with it. Now, I like the quote of an old preacher that said, anything that you have, just pick it up and hit the devil with it. And that's exactly right. Whatever you've got, just pick it up. If it's a jawbone, pick it up and chuck the jawbone. Whatever you've got in your life, you might say, man, I wish I had a voice to sing like those folks on the choir, like those folks on the platform. Well, maybe you don't have that voice, but God has given you something. It might not be what you chose, but God has given you something. Maybe God has given you a voice. Maybe God's given you a special gift when it comes to talking, to public speaking. Maybe God, some people I believe have this, a special gift when it comes just to conversating one-on-one. Now, I was privileged this past week to be up in Minnesota and be at Caleb Hansen's church up there in Minnesota. They're about ready next month to break ground on their building. It's exciting. The church is excited, as you can imagine. Brother Caleb's there. Everybody's excited. And it was a fun time. It was their VBS Wednesday night. And with the groundbreaking on the expansion to their building coming next week or next month, you can imagine the theme for VBS was under construction. And kids were running all over the place with plastic hard hats on. And it was a great time. But I had the opportunity when Brother Caleb was here to go soul winning with him from time to time. And man, talk about a gift. Not only for, he's got a lot of gifts, not only for public speaking, but to be able to just connect with people one-on-one at the door. He had a gift. He's got a gift. Maybe that's not the gift you would have chosen, but that's the gift God has given him. And you can see that he uses it. He uses it for God. Hey, maybe you have a gift of teaching. Maybe you might say, you know, I don't know if I could get up there and sing. I definitely don't think I could get up there and preach. I can't play the piano. I can hardly play the radio. But what I can do, maybe God's given you a gift of teaching. Hey, use it. Use it. There's an area. Maybe it's in a Sunday school class. Maybe it's just your kids or your grandkids. But use it. Use it. might not be the gift that God, that you might have picked for yourself. If I'd have picked my gift, it would have been dunking a basketball. But God didn't give me that gift. God didn't give me that gift. A jawbone killed 1,000 men. God wants to produce heaps upon heaps of results in your life, but you need to use what he's given you in order to accomplish it. Next, we see in Judges chapter 15, verse 17, don't cast aside the jawbone. It says, and it came to pass when he made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. Think about that. I can't believe that. I would have held that jawbone. I would have put that on my mantle. I would have said, that's the jawbone when I killed those 1,000 guys. He tossed it away. Samson was prideful. We know that was his problem. It's very obvious when you read the life of Samson to pick out he had a pride problem. God had given him a tool to use, and as soon as he was done using it for his own personal gain, he cast it aside. The next verse, the very next verse after he cast aside the tool that God gave him to use, as soon as he got that away from him, what happens? He becomes weak. Samson becomes weak. It says in verse 18, and he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? As soon as he got rid of the tool that God had given him, he started becoming weak. You know, we must be careful to use the gift and tools that, once again, that God has given us, but use them for him and not for us. Remember that the gifts that we have been given are given to us by God. Sometimes we can have sometimes if we're not careful, the attitude comes upon us that, you know, man, that special was really good, wasn't it? Man, I'm so glad I hit every note right. Or, man, I taught that class and it was exactly the way that I wanted it to be. Or, man, I delivered that soul winning presentation and everything was just bing, bing, bing. And we can forget that. Well, it's not us. It's not us. And you know what? As far as my life goes, it's a lot like Samson. As soon as I start thinking it's me, as soon as I start thinking, man, this is going pretty good, and I cast that jawbone aside, I get a reminder. And it's usually one that results in public humiliation, right? Don't cast the jawbone aside. Remember, it's all for him. It's all for him. What we're doing here right now, coming to church at a weird time, it's for him. It's for him. Teaching the kids that aren't paying attention, it's for him. Trying to get through to someone who invite someone to the door, and you're trying to get that track in their hand, but they're slamming the door on your face, it's for him. It's for him. There tends to be three groups of people a lot of times. There's the people that complain that they don't have gifts and don't use them for God. Oh, I don't have anything that God can use. Sometimes there's the folks that have the gift but use it for themselves. But then there's the group that God gives them gifts and tools and they use it for him. And what do they see? They see heaps upon heaps of blessings in their life. I'll say it. Everybody that ever gets up behind this pulpit says it at some point. I've never had a teenager come up to me. I've never had a young person come up to me. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, I regret using what God gave me for the Lord. I wish I'd used it for myself. We never hear that, do we? Samson cast aside what God had used him to slay 1,000 men. Never cast aside what God provides us with in order to bring glory to yourself. Lastly, we see give glory to the right person. In verse number 16, it says, and Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. Samson never once referenced that God was the one that gave him his power or allowed the jawbone to be used to produce the heaps upon heaps when he used it. It was, look at what I have done. Look at the people that I've slain. Samson wanted people to think that the heaps upon heaps were a result of him. I think that's why he cast the jawbone aside. He didn't want anybody to see him with a weapon. He wanted, it was me. It was all me. And in reality, it was the Lord. We must never forget where our gifts came from. We must never forget where our trials come from. If God wants us to use a trial for him. I mean, think about the testimonies of these people that come through tragedies and they come up or their testimony. I think of Brother Nez, the man that came to our church about a year and a half ago and gave his testimony about how he was an addict, and then God changed his life around. And that certainly was a gripping testimony. That certainly was not something that he wanted to go through. But once again, he's not using that illustration. He's not using that testimony for himself. He's using it for the Lord. And because of that, he's been able to see heaps and heaps of blessings coming from that. He's been able to have person after person after person come up to him and say, that testimony really touched my heart. Hey, I was in the same situation, and by the grace of God, he's been able to save me too. Hey, if he was able to do that for you, maybe he's able to do that for me. Man, that's so much better than some pat on the back. That's so much better than someone glorifying my name. But to know that God is producing heaps upon heaps of blessings in our life. We've been given gifts and tools of God, but we must never forget where they came from. God is the one who created us with those gifts and those talents and those tools. And God is the one that wants to use them to produce in our lives. You know, if I have a basketball, I can only do so much with it. But I put that in the hands of an NBA player. They can do a lot more with it. And, you know, if we, I almost said young people. I'm used to talking, you know, young people. All right, not everybody in here is a young person. But if you and I take the tools that God gives us, if you and I take the opportunities that God has given us, if you and I take the circumstances that God has given us and use them for him, we can see those blessings. But not when we do it in our own power, not when we do it for our own glory, but when we do it for him. Honestly, when we think about it, you know, preaching this, we sit in the pews, and I've heard this truth preached before, and I sit in the pew and I think, why would I ever take credit for what God does in my life? When we recognize, when we remember who God is, and we remember who we are, honestly, it's silly. It's silly to think that we get pride in our heart. It's silly to think that we get thinking we're some big stuff when we sit back and think, no. It doesn't take long when you really sit back and think about it. It doesn't take long for us to realize, it's not me that does this. It's not me that's a blessing. It's not me that did anything. It was clearly the Lord through me. Is there anything better than that, to know that the Lord has done something through you? Do you desire to have God use you? Do you desire to have God produce heaps upon heaps of results and blessings in your life? Well, just a reminder, pride will keep you from that. Using your gifts and your tools for yourself will keep you from that. And not giving the credit for God, not using the tools for God, will keep you from that. We've all been given something. We've all been given a tool. Make sure we're using it. Make sure we're using it for God. Make sure we remember that he's the one that allows us to use it. And we can produce heaps upon heaps of blessings in our life. Once again, I was just with Brother Caleb when we were talking to him. He mentioned he can drive down Court Street. He can drive down these streets and he can look at houses, and he doesn't see buildings. He sees conversations. Oh, yeah. And many folks in this room can be the same way. You drive down a street anywhere in this area and you think, oh, I remember talking to that person. Oh, I remember that when the person that used to live there got saved. Oh, I remember those kids. They used to come to church. And that's heaps upon heaps, heaps upon heaps. I don't know about you, but I'm not settled with the blessings. I don't want to ever become content with what God has given me. I want to continue and continue and continue to stack up those heaps upon heaps of blessings from God. But I know that I can't do that unless I use what he's given me and I use it for him. And I never forget that he was the one that supplied that. And the last thing I'll say before I ended this was, Samson never, unfortunately, didn't learn that until it was too late. Heaps upon heaps, or dying in shame. That was Samson. He died blind, mocked, ridiculed, until finally, in the last few moments, he remembered who his strength came from, and he got a little bit of redemption. But I think he would have felt a lot better if throughout his whole life, if he could have just kept producing heaps upon heaps of blessings in his life. Let's Let's do that. Let's do that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the truths of your word once again. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be used of you. Lord, we don't deserve it. There's nothing we've done to earn it. And Lord, just the thought that you would allow us to be used of you is just hard to even wrap our mind around. But Lord, we thank you for doing that. Lord, you give us tools, you give us gifts. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us not only to understand to use the gift, and not just to use the gift for you, but to remember where that gift came from. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, I ask that you'll use the message to be a reminder in people's hearts, Lord, as they go throughout the rest of the day and they go throughout the busyness of this week, that the truths of their heart, of this word, will take a place in their heart. In your name, amen. We'll have everybody stand. The piano will play for a few moments. We'll close the service, but not after a brief invitation.